Hola, hola, and welcome back to Voz Memos. So in this episode, we're going to do another informed versus insane or versus insanity, just with all the tariffs going on. I mean, obviously every day something's happening. So I like to do an episode like this to talk about what's happening and what I'm doing to stay informed, but also just keep my sanity, how I'm finding balance in the crazy world that we're living in. And so with all the recession talk, I want to talk about my recession back to my 8-year-old self, back to the last recession, and just my journey down a path of nostalgia from the last couple weeks, and maybe encourage you to find a new cozy game, hint, hint, at what we're going to talk about this time. So if any of that sounds interesting to you, grab a drink, grab a snack, and let's get into it. Alrighty. So like I said, tariffs. We've all heard about the 145% tariff on China, on the whole world. There, like, Trump put a bunch of tariffs on the whole world. Stock market crashed, then came back. It's like in high flux. Last thing I saw was from the Rolling Stones with Trump officials hoarding toilet paper ahead of these tariffs. Yeah, like, it's not in a good state right now, I would say. And I work in the financial industry, and so literally every day it's like, our company's doing fine in this crazy world. Keep investing. Everything's fine. Which I'm not worried about my job or anyone's job at my company, but definitely we could see things happening with layoffs or something like that in the next few weeks if these tariffs really do hold out. So it's hard to just hear about that. It's completely out of our control, and I don't know, like, I want to know what I can do, but there's not much you can do beyond, like, the basic call your reps and attend a protest if there's one locally to you, right? So what I've been doing is kind of going down a rabbit hole back to 2008, just pure nostalgia as much as I can find it, because nostalgia is one of those most powerful emotions that we have, where if you see something that brings back those nostalgic feelings, suddenly you're transported back to that time. Usually it's like happy, like, it's usually associated with happy moments in your childhood or something like that. And I don't know, like, it started off, I think, with this random YouTube channel, and I'll link her below, but she was covering the Papa's Pizzeria lore. So if you were a kid growing up around 2008, the recession, you probably were on, like, Cool Math Games and all of those websites, especially, like, trying to get away from the educational content if you could get away with it. And one of those games I saw everyone playing is Papa's Pizzeria. I think he had an ice cream shop, taco shop, just all these, like, custom order fulfillment, like, type games, like, play as if you're running a pizzeria. And so she was going through all the lore. I had no idea that, like, there were aliens in that game, that it went deep. I'm going to leave it at that. But that kind of kickstarted this, like, deep dive rabbit hole into, like, the rest of her channel, and she was covering all of my favorite games that I had, like, growing up as a kid. And then because I started watching her, my YouTube started feeding me more nostalgia, like, bait, I guess, where I started watching, like, Pop Tropica speedruns and just reminiscing about my times playing Pop Tropica and remembering Webkinz. And by the way, I covered this way in, like, the beginning of this podcast, but I still have my Webkinz login. I still check in on my little kins every once in a while because they're lonely out there. And yeah, they're just kind of sad in their giant mansion because I had, like, 20 Webkinz on my account. So yeah, like, that's been really nice just to see, like, old memories come up in the form of YouTube walkthroughs and reviews and discussion, because I need a break from like the politics and recession talk. So I've been watching those. But then the main thing I want to talk about on this podcast is just like my latest obsession with Infinity Nikki. And forgive me if I call it Nikki Infinity. I don't know why in my brain I want to call it Nikki Infinity. It's Infinity Nikki. So if you're not familiar, this game was released around December. It's part of a Nikki franchise of dress-up games, although this one is much more in-depth from the previous games, as it's an open-world dress-up game. And it's built on the Unreal Engine, so the same engine that runs Fortnite, which means it has these beautiful landscapes, like just so photogenic and unreal, like mountains, castles, giant rock formations, beautiful meadows, like cherry blossom trees, the ocean, just so many beautiful scenes in this game. And so the premise is Nikki is transported to the world of Mirrorland, and she starts this quest to find the miracle outfits, which will help her solve quests and kind of save Wishfield. It's getting kind of complicated with the latest update, and there's a lot of drama around the latest update, so I'm not going to talk about that. If you want to deep dive into the 1.5 drama, go for it. I honestly, like, I'm just a free player. Like, this is a gacha game, so you can put in your own money and spend to get, like, more outfits, more abilities, but you don't have to. I've been playing this game for, like, 2 months now, and I still have not gotten through, like, the main quest or, like, there's so much free stuff you can unlock. Like, just by talking to people, you can get more outfits. So, to me, I don't really care about the 1.5 drama. But for the people that spend money, they care. So, that's a whole thing. But this game, people, like, if you were the type that was playing Pixie Hollow, Pop Tropica, Barbie dress-up games, Polly Pocket dress-up games, all of those, like, girl games from, like, around 2008, this game will just trigger something in your mind, because it's, like, all of those wrapped into one. You can dress up your character, she can wear makeup, she can change her hair, and the outfits actually matter, because some of the outfits help you solve quests. Some of the outfits have special abilities, like the floating outfit that helps you jump, double jump, long jump, whatever you want to call it. The purification outfit helps you, like, battle the little S-lings. And the bad guys in this game, like, you do encounter a lot of them, and there are even, like, boss fights. But I am, a bad combat player. Like, I run away from combat. It stresses me out. And I usually need, like, a million tries to get through a hard level. None of these levels are, like, that hard that you'll have to rage quit. And honestly, like, the biggest thing about this game is that it's a parkour game, because there's lots of levels that mostly rely on your ability to find a path through various heights of objects and get to the next level that way. And do the right timing and such. Like, so if any of you played Mirror's Edge, I don't think it was a recession game, but that was one of the first games I ever beat. I finished it all the way through. And that game is a parkour game. So, yeah. It just hits something for me. Even the music and sound effects of this game, they're so, like, magical. They sound exactly like Pixie Hollow or Webkinz World. Or even those dress-up games, like Barbie, like, wave your magic wand, and then, like, magically poof, she has her makeup done. Like, any game that has that magical sound effect, it's going to remind you of that. And I've just been having so much fun playing dress-up and collecting cool outfits. There's a whole photography side quest of this game where, like, you can gain points by taking cool pictures in the game. I'm not as much into that, because it's just pictures of Nikki over and over again. Like, that's the only person you can play as. So I don't really want to have a million pictures of Nikki, but I love dressing her up. Like, she's just like a Barbie. Like, I give, and her default is pink hair. So she is just a hoot. And then not to mention her sidekick Momo, who is with you at all times. You can even shrink down and ride on top of Momo's head. But Momo is an anthropomorphic cat, and he is obsessed with barbecue. So as soon as the plot gets too serious, he'll throw in a side comment about, like, not, what if this impacts barbecue? Or like, or some of his famous quotes are like, it's shinier than barbecue. And he has like this hilarious, like, gruff, high-pitched voice. I'm not doing it justice. What else does he say?
The setting sun looks like a delicious helping of savory barbecue.
You can tell how long, how many hours I've spent in this game. Because, yeah, he says that every other time the sun sets. And I just can't get enough of Momo. And he's, like, chubby. And also, like, the game is self-aware of that. Like, characters, NPCs in the game will comment on how adorable and chubby Momo is. So I really like that, even though there's, like, sprites and fairies and, like, random magical beings, they will still comment on how Momo is adorable and fat. So it's not, like, an accepted, well-known species. Momo is just Momo. And Momo was there even before Nikki got transported to Wishfield. So Momo's just Momo. Like, I love it. And it makes me feel like it's me and Bobby battling the Esslings, trying to find the miracle outfits. Like, if you're a cat lady, you will love this game because it's just you and your cat battling the world and saving the world. So, yeah. Nikki, Infinity Nikki has been my cure for everything recently. Like, if I'm feeling sad, if I'm feeling overwhelmed, I just log in to Mira Land and all of a sudden I have a million quests I can complete. And the main quest is so wholesome. It's literally finding the miracle outfits and then, like, helping people fulfill their wishes, basically, is what it boils down to. And I love that. There's also a whole element of styling contests, which, unfortunately, it's more about just upgrading the, like, clothing pieces and less about, like, your creativity to put together pieces. I would love if there was something that actually could somehow score, like, oh, you used a certain color palette and that increases your score, or all your pieces have this texture to them. Like, it's not that advanced, so unfortunately, the styling contests are more just a way to, like, rack up points in the game. And, I mean, they do have amazing bosses, though. Like, I wish you could get the outfits of the bosses because they're called, like, the Sovereign of Cool and the Sovereign of Sexy. Like, there are sexy outfits in this game. But what I love about it is that it's all from, like, the female gaze. Because, like, if this game had been built for men to play, and there are plenty of games where it's made for men, but the main character is, like, a really busty, thin woman, like, then that's what Nikki would look like. But Nikki, she is definitely, like, just more of, like, she is slender. It is a Chinese game. Like, that's the beauty standard. But she's not, like, voluptuous like you would expect from a game built for men. And her outfits, even when they are sexy, I feel like the type of clothing it is just something that women would pick to wear around women. Or, like, you and the girls are going out. Like, you're not really wearing these outfits to seduce anyone. And so far, I mean, like I said, I haven't been through the whole game, but so far, there's no, like, romantic quest for Nikki. So it's really just a pure quest to fulfill people's wishes and bring peace and harmony to Wishfield and Mira Land. So, yeah, like, there is an element of sexy, but I love that sexy can be separate from seduction. Because honestly, like, now that I'm 25 and I feel like my frontal lobe is kicking in, it's fully developed, or it's like 99% there, I feel so like womanly recently and confident. And I think Nikki embodies a lot of those traits of like confidence and just like owning yourself. There are times in the dialogue where you can choose two different things to say, and a lot of the options are like confidently answer or shyly answer. So like every woman has that battle in their head of, should I answer assertively or should I answer more like safely and shyly reserved? And I love that you have the option in the game to help Nikki be confident and in turn maybe have some self-awareness and realize you can be confident as well. So there's just so many good things about this game. Like, I could keep going. I've already talked for like 15 minutes about Infinity Nikki. And I just hope you get it because, or at least try out this game because it's totally free. I play it on my iPad. You could play it on your phone, although I feel like the screen would be so small. You wouldn't be able to appreciate the detail because, like I said, this is on the Unreal Engine. I think if you're playing on PC, you could literally have ray tracing on. It will show every sequence, every glitter, every diamond that is on these bedazzled outfits. And the level of detail is kind of insane from the developers for this game. So they must be making a shit ton of money from, like, the whales playing. But I just, it just brings back so many memories of the games I grew up with. And it's really been, like, my comfort blanket, my security blanket. It's really just been, like, there for me for the past couple weeks, especially during the move. Like, it helped quiet my brain because if you've moved recently, you know there's a million things to do at all times and everything's like slightly out of place. And now I feel like my home's at like 99% done. The counters are clear of projects for a second and I can feel like I can breathe. So life is good. Like, even though we have this like doom on the horizon, you gotta find the little pockets of joy. And for me, that's been Infinity Nikki. So I hope you can find a pocket of joy for yourself and maybe try out this Infinity Nikki game. Maybe find another cozy game that makes you feel safe and gives your brain a break from the constant overwhelm. And if you missed like the first episode or two of this series, I shared like this newsletter that I've subscribed to, which is called The Log Off from Vox, and I'll link it again on this one. But I've recommended that to a couple people and they've told me that they recommended it to more people. It's just a super concise newsletter that tells you, it sends out every day, but it's usually like a 5 minute or less read, and it tells you everything crazy that happened, but also if there's any actions you can do, it says those. And it just feels very, like, matter-of-fact, to the point, but also, like, with a hint of optimism. So I really like that newsletter for staying informed but not overwhelmed. So if you need that, I would highly recommend. I mean, I could tell you more tips, like, stay off Instagram, stay off social media. Like, I'm doing those things, but I know that's not realistic for everybody, so what I do think is realistic for everybody is Infinity Nikki. So I think I'll leave it there. It's going to be a shorter one this week, but I hope that I brought you down a little bit of memory lane and that you can find some fun with some nostalgia in the coming week. If you liked this episode, leave a like, subscribe. I publish bi-weekly on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube, and so it really helps out if you give a like or subscribe, and I'll see you in the next one. Stay safe out there. Bye.